get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said on his Truth Social site today that he has reached an agreement to debate Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The rules will be the same as the CNN debate. And at the CNN debate, that is where they had the mics muted when a candidate was not speaking or perhaps when the question had gone to someone else.
Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was in swing state Michigan today, pounding away at Harris's record.
Americans can't afford groceries because of your leadership, Kamala. Young people can't afford homes because of the policies that you've enacted as vice president.
Some staffers who work for Republican presidents say they're backing Harris for president. CBS's Aaron Navarro has details on an open letter from the group.
200 of these former staffers, ranging from former interns on John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign to the longtime chief of staff for George H.W. Bush. But it's another thing that the Harris campaign can point to and say, look, we have bipartisan support.
The first January 6th rioter to make it inside the U.S. Capitol has been sentenced to federal prison. CBS's Scott McFarland says Michael Sparks of Kentucky showed little remorse about trying to stop the certification of the 2020 electoral vote count.
He joins a growing list of January 6th defendants who, when they express remorse, don't say they're sorry to those injured, those impacted directly inside the Capitol, but sorry to their families and sorry something different didn't come of it. That landed with the judge in such a way that the judge sentenced Michael Sparks to nearly exactly what prosecutors were seeking, 4.5 years.
The weather has been unsettled today for millions of people, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Jen Carfagno.
We've got a front that is making its way through parts of the Great Lakes and upper Midwest here, and it's going to be a problem, actually. Really warm, humid air out ahead of it, and also the front itself is going to trigger some thunderstorms.
High heat and humidity will move into the southeast and mid-Atlantic tomorrow. The Israeli military says its commandos have executed a complex operation that resulted in the rescue of a hostage in southern Gaza. More from CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb in Tel Aviv.
After nearly 11 months in Hamas captivity, a 52-year-old man from the Israeli Muslim Bedouin community, a man by the name of Kaid Farhan al-Qadi, has been rescued by Israeli commandos.
The TSA says it expects to screen more people at airports this weekend than during any previous Labor Day period. Gasoline and airfares both down slightly from last year's high levels. The Dow virtually unchanged. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a warning for heat, a watch for storms. A severe thunderstorm watch for the area runs through 4. After 3 decades, a John Doe discovered near the railroad tracks in Kenosha County has been identified. The name of the person found dead along the train tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993 was Ronald Lewis Dodge. He was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The Racine runaway soldier has taken a plea deal. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the Racine soldier who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last year, has agreed to a plea deal with military prosecutors. He'll plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. A nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines that are filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week one and two, I did recognize one of our, you know, shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, you know, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for, but we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for, and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain the information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with a few showers and storms around, mostly cloudy and a low near 70. Any early rain and fog tomorrow moves away quickly, then partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s for the afternoon. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high upper 70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Local news and timeless hints from the Monkees, and I'm a Believer on WRJN. So you probably know that Neil Diamond wrote that song, right? What you might not know is Neil Diamond had intended the song to be recorded by country artist Eddie Arnold and was surprised when record executive Don Kirshner passed it instead onto the Monkees.
Thank you. help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back.
sat down, there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, quick pop in. How you doing, Kurt?
And Stuart J. Waddles is here. I'm well. So let me ask you a question. Tell me, which do you think Americans spend more money on, fast food or higher education?
Higher education. That stuff's expensive.
Actually, I'm going to give you the buzzer on that one. Yeah, actually, Americans spend more money on fast food than higher education, which to me makes sense because, you know, higher education only takes 4 years to digest. Fast food, you know, a Whopper, 6 years at least.
Look at you. You had that one all ready to go.
I did. I had it queued. I had it teed up and ready to go. Absolutely. That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This Labor Day Sunday, be part of a time-honored tradition to support our wounded veterans. Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter proudly presents its 21st annual car show from 8 to 3 at Petrifying Springs Park. Gear up for classic cars, tasty food at the beer garden, live music, and thrilling raffles like the 50-50. Also, don't miss the special ceremony at noon that honors severely wounded warriors. Spend this Labor Day Sunday with family, friends, and fellow car enthusiasts. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petrifying Springs Park.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take my whole life.
Elvis Presley, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hope you're staying cool somewhere indoors in the air conditioning. Today's one of those days. Well, yesterday too, really. But one of those days where maybe you have yard work to do. Just skip it, right? Just stay inside. Going to get a little bit of relief tomorrow. Look for a high of 77 tomorrow. So a little bit cooler, but still nice and summery.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see. Let's move before they raise the parking rate. Ow! All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Ooh. Let me tell you now. Took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, a slow, or goes the past. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits and sports, too, on WRJN. Wisconsin Badger football is back on the air this year. They kick off the season with a rare Friday night game this Friday. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 8 from Camp Randall Stadium right here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in Milwaukee yesterday. Phil Beer was helping his son move into his dorm at UWM in the morning.
I just was imagining how much more exhausted everybody's going to be later in the day. I felt very fortunate to have it early on.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for much of Wisconsin throughout the day and into tonight. The Green Party will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court yesterday rejected a request from the Democratic Party to remove Jill Stein for president. Democrats said the Green Party doesn't qualify to be on the ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission rejected the complaint, and Democrats appealed to the Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 3 decades, a John Doe discovered near the railroad tracks in Kenosha County has been identified. The name of the person found dead along the train tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993 was Ronald Lewis Dodge. He was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The breakthrough in the cold case came through efforts of law enforcement and a group called DNA Doe Project. Dodge died from a gunshot wound around the same time his body was found in 1993. Investigators are urging anyone with information about his death to come forward. There's a plea for the Racine runaway soldier. U.S. Army Private Travis King crossed into North Korea last year, and he'll plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. Poignant prose pertinent to public transit is being sought in Racine. There's an effort to promote mental health awareness, and Racine residents are being asked to submit 25-syllable poems for publication on Ride Racine buses. A group called the Poetry Movement is accepting entries, and the poems will be posted in January. The initiative seeks to create conversations about the significance of public transportation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with a few showers and storms around, mostly cloudy and a low near 70. Any early rain and fog tomorrow moves away quickly, then partly sunny and a high in the mid-70s for the afternoon. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high upper 70s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Yeah.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I want to play you a song from a woman who is still very, very active these days. She continues to be a passionate voice for a variety of progressive causes, most notably her support of veterans. It's Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking on WRJN.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking. Just wait.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. The website Mental Floss came up with a list of obsolete jobs from the past, and some of them were downright scary, but apparently these were all real jobs. Number one, Poison Squad member. Volunteers ingested meals laced with contaminants to help establish safe levels of food additives. This was in the early 1900s. How about barber surgeon? Yeah, I've heard of this before. Barbers also performed medical surgeries in the Middle Ages. Here's a job, leech collector. These people gathered leeches for medicinal purposes by allowing them to latch onto their skin. And finally, sin eater. These people consumed food and drink at funerals to absorb the deceased sins. This was mainly in the 18th and 19th centuries. Were they unionized? I don't know.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Find a girl, come on and dance all night. Just fight the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song right. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It was on this date in 1967, Brian Epstein, the Beatles' manager, was found dead in his bedroom in London. The coroner's inquest concluded he had overdosed on sleeping pills.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Sound.